أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر أخا عاد إذ أنذر قومه بالأحقاف وقد خلت النذر من بين يديه ومن خلفه ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إني أخاف عليكم عذاب يوم عظيم. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala referred to the commands of Allah and also the rights of fellow people, parents, etc. In other words, Allah gave a complete and perfect prescription for success, that by bringing Iman and Islam, a person becomes 100% successful in this world. He lives a life of peace and tranquility and happiness in this world. When he dies with great honor and with great respect, and he goes straight into the gardens of Jannah. What a beautiful, wonderful, balanced way of life Allah Ta'ala has given. And that every Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came with that prescription, and particularly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But the most opposition to that was found by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The people of the Quraysh, his own people, opposed him down to they totally and completely opposed him. So it caused great sentimental and emotional stress on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So over and over, Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam by making mention of the of certain anbiya of before, that what they also had to go through. Think of that also. This getting opposition from your people in the face of the truth when it is brought to them. This is no new thing. This or the people's nature like has been like this all the time. So to overlook it, tolerate, and carry on with your mission. Wadhkur akha aad, or yaad kar aad ki bhai ko, and remember the brother of Aad, the Nabi that we had sent to them, Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember what difficulties he had to go through also at the hands of his own people, the people of Aad. Idh anzara qawmahu bil ahqaf, jab daraya apni qawm ko ahqaf mein. Ahqaf is a place where there were only desert dunes and which are not habitable. There was very little place which was habitable, and this is where they lived. And that is why this place came to be known as Ahqaf, only sand dunes and nothing else. Not even a stone, not even a tree. And it is very eerie in these places. And he was sent to this nation to remind them of Allah Ta'ala's commandments. Allah ta'abudu illallah. وَقَدْ خَلَتِ النُّذُرُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ, اور گزر چکے تھے درانے والے اس کے آگے سے. And not only Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, who came, was Adi Thani, who came to the people of Ahqaf, but many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had come before him also, were sent to their nations, but the nations did not respond, did not accept the truth. So Allah Ta'ala's wrath had descended upon them. So, O our beloved Nabi, your people also, if they are not accepted, be consoled. Don't worry, we will take care of them. You do your mission and your duty, you do tabligh and you convey the message of deen to them. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ, or پیچھے سے, or right through, or the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had come, and they all came with one message, أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ, کہ بندگی نہ کرو کسی کی اللہ کے سوائے. Do not worship anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. Do not worship your nafs also. Don't think I'm a great and big person. Do not worship technology also. Do not worship any idol. Don't worship the sun or the moon, a tree, a mountain. Worship nothing but Allah. Know that there is only one Allah, and there is only He is that being who has power to do any and everything. And the rest of the creation all together also cannot lift a finger, cannot wink an eye without the command of Allah. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So they have come with this message, but they were rejected generally by the masses, by the people. So you don't worry, you do what your work is. And tell them further, إِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. میں ڈرتا ہوں تم پر آفت سے ایک بڑے دن کے. And I fear for you of the torments and the great events of a very great day. That is the day of Qiyamah, when minds will go upside down, eyeballs will turn around, people won't believe what they are seeing in front of them. What the conditions will be on the day of Qiyamah, unless those who have brought Iman and do Aman Salihah, they will be safe on the day of Qiyamah. But those who did not believe, they will suffer great, great tortures. So I'm warning you of a great, great event that is going to take place. Worship only Allah and fear the wrath of Allah, especially on the day of Qiyamah, what the conditions will be. قالوا جئتنا لتأفكنا عن آلهتنا. بولے کیا تو آیا ہے ہمارے پاس کہ پھیر دے ہم کو ہمارے معبودوں سے. What was their reply? That Nabi, whichever Nabi had came, whether it was Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, every Nabi, the community told them, if you come to turn us away from our idols, our forefathers were doing this all the time, where you came with this new idea of yours, with your new religion and with your new ideas, and you say we must not worship our idols and that our idols are useless, they can't do anything. Where have you come with this from? فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. So لے آ ہم پر جو تو وعدہ کرتا ہے اگر ہے تو سچا. If you are true that عذاب is going to come on us, then bring that عذاب. But every Nabi told his people, عذاب is not in my hands also. I'm not Allah also. I don't control punishment. And when it's going to come, that's also not in my hands. But I've been told to give this message to you that Adab is going to come. And by it not coming doesn't mean it's not going to come. Like if we are getting visitors and they said they are coming at 8 o'clock and they did not arrive at 8, doesn't mean they're not coming. They will come at 8:15, they will come at 8:30. They are coming. They might be delayed. So Allah's azab is coming. And Allah hasn't given a specific time that it will come by this date, by this time. Allah has warned us. And when Allah's warning is more secure and more truthful than what our visitors said, we should be there by 8. 100 times, billion times more than that is the promise of Allah that azab is going to come. But these people used to make that excuse that you keep on telling us this azab is going to come. Where is this azab? We want to see it. We want to taste this azab. Let's see what is this azab. That is how bold and daring a person comes when he hasn't got adab in him. He hasn't got respect in him. He hasn't got iman in him. He loses everything. قال انما العلم عند الله. کہا یہ خبر تو اللہ ہی کو ہے. The Nabi said, and which every Nabi said, the knowledge of Qiyamah is only by Allah Ta'ala. Allah hasn't disclosed it to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, to any Nabi, to any Wali. Only Allah knows, but it's going to happen. There's absolutely no doubt that it's going to happen. وَأُبَلِّغُكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مَا أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ. اور میں تو پہنچا دیتا ہوں جو کچھ بھیج دیا میرے ہاتھ. And my duty is only this, to convey his message. And I've done that. I've done my tabligh completely and perfectly. In every way I tried and convinced you people. I came to you in the morning. I came to you at night. I came to you when you were at home. I came to you when you were at work. I came to you when you were at your leisure. I came to you when you were busy. At all times and in every way, I brought this message to you and I gave it to you as Allah Ta'ala had given to me. وَلَكِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ قَوْمًا تَجْهَدُونَ. لیکن میں دیکھتا ہوں کہ تم لوگ نادانی کرتے ہو. But I see that you people are an ignorant people, an irresponsible people, people who cannot take on any responsibility, who can't think for yourself. You are worse than little children who just run around wildly, who mess around everywhere, who don't think of cleaning up or putting things right again. You are even worse than that. And with much more greater matters, you are so irresponsible. and you don't give it a second thought of what you should be doing. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you also making so great effort on your people, and they come with such stupid excuses that they don't want to accept. This is a thing that happened to the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam of before also. But you carry on with your mission. You are successful if you have completed your mission, and you will get your rewards by Allah Ta'ala. And this ummah also has been made responsible to convey this message of deen to the rest of the people, to those who don't live according to it, to those to whom it has not yet come, that we must convey this message to them as well.